plan your next adventure in southeastern Utah to explore opportunities with Utah State Parks. We're trying out a round of disc golf next on Western Life Radio.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Become a certified good guy or gal. Get your concealed firearms permit. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Rent a cabin and enjoy a round of disc golf. Eugene Swalberg with Utah State Parks and Recreation takes advantage of the great fall weather.
I still need to perfect my throws, especially my long distance one. That's why they call it disc golf, much like golf. I got a lot to perfect on regular golf. I got a lot to perfect on this disc golf too. We just encourage folks to contact each of the golf courses to make sure that they're still open. But Palisades State Park and their golf course, they're going to still remain open, and particularly Green River Golf Course, they're still going to remain open. They're not going to get the snows that the Wasatch Front and those northern parks are going to get. It's a little nine-hole golf course. It's not going to grow up to be a big boy golf course, and that's okay, because it not only does it have the nine-hole golf course, it's also got an 18-hole disc course there also. So we talked about the one there at Goblin Valley. You can enjoy the disc tournament at Goblin Valley. You can practice or enjoy the disc golf at Green River, and you can take carts around with you, and so it really changes things up a bit. It's kind of fun. So if you're still having that itch to go golfing, there's still a couple of great opportunities for state parks for you to do that. There's still wonderful camping opportunities available, and folks are thinking, well, you know, I've already winterized my trailer, but I still want to get out a little bit, but it's a little bit cold for my tent. State parks will still have cabins available. Check out and say, hey, listen, we want to go down to Palisades. We might want to go golfing, but we don't want to bring the trailer and haul everything down there. Check and see if they've got some cabins available, and it's a great opportunity to go down, spend the night in the cabin, do a little golf, have a great time. When I was living in Green River for all those years, we would go down to the state park, and it was still good enough weather that we would go to the picnic tables, lay the Thanksgiving spread out there, and have a great time. And you know, it's all weather dependent, and sometimes the weather doesn't cooperate as much, but there are many opportunities available if the weather is going to cooperate and say, hey, this year we all want to mix it up. We want to go out and have an outdoor experience. Let's choose a picnic table, and you're probably not going to have very many other people doing the same thing with you. So you can be out there and just kind of wander around and enjoy that late fall and get ready for winter kind of weather.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.